Chapter 12. The Yoga of Devotion. On Fixing Oneself on the Ultimate of Perfection. Arjuna said, "Thus, of those where your devotees are always engaged in proper worship, and of those who go beyond the senses for the unmanifested, who of them are the best in the knowledge of yoga?" The Supreme Lord said, "Those who fix their mind on me and who always are engaged in worship, endowed by me with faith in the transcendental, are considered to be of the strongest bond. But those who, of the indefinite and unmanifest that is beyond the senses, are completely of worship and fixed on the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging and immovable, controlling all the senses and equipoised towards all whenever, they for certain engage for the welfare of all, attain me. The trouble for those who are attached to the unmanifested is very great. For those minds set to the unseen, the progress of the embodied is achieved with difficulty. But to those whose activities are all directed to me, and who give up in the attachment to me, undivided and sure by the practice of yoga, of meditating and worshipping me, of those whose minds are fixed on me, I become the swift deliverer of death in material existence, O son of Prita. Be sure to fix your mind on me, and to apply your intelligence for me, and you will live in me for certain, and never suffer any doubt thereafter. If you are not able to fix your mind on me, then be steadfast, holding on to the rules of yoga, and develop a desire to get to me, O conqueror of wealth. If you are even unable to practice that, then become dedicated in working for my sake, as even by doing work you will achieve perfection. And if you are even unable to do this in the yoga and to me, then take your refuge in the renunciation of the results of all action, and then remain with yourself. Better than practice is knowledge, and better than knowledge is meditation considered to be. Renouncing the fruits of labor is better than meditation, as of such renunciation peace will ensue. With no dislike towards anyone, and surely friendly and kind, non-possessive and not identified, equal in distress and happiness, forgiving, peaceful, and always devoted, self-controlled and with determination in mind and intelligence always fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Anyone of whom the people are never disturbed, and who is also not disturbed by the people, he who is free from ups and downs, fears and anxieties, is very dear to me. Anyone prepared for alternatives, who is pure, capable, unworried, untroubled, and does not consider mundane endeavoring, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. One who never rejoices nor hates, never grieves nor craves, and remains detached for better or for worse, one who is such a devotee is dear to me. Equal to foe and friend, in honor and dishonor, in heat and cold, and in happiness and distress, and the same in absence of company, not different in infamy and repute, quiet and satisfied with anything, free from his home and fixed in his determination as a devotee, a man is very dear to me. Those who but cherish the nectar of this nature, and as said, fully engage themselves with faith in the sublime of me, those devotees are most dear to me.